Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Hunter police have dismantled a drug lab in Maitland and charged two men with drug offences. Last month, the Port Stephens Hunter Police District officers started investigating the alleged manufacture and supply of methamphetamine in the Maitland area. Following extensive inquiries, police executed a search warrant on a Hunter Street property and located a clandestine lab at the rear, including equipment and chemicals consistent with the supply and manufacture of drugs. Officers also seized weapons, including nunchucks, two pistols, and an electronic stun device. A 47-year-old and a 39-year-old man were arrested at the home and taken to Maitland Police Station, where they were charged and refused bail and will face court again in January. The Regent Honey Eater was thrown a lifeline by Hunter Local Land Services, and it certainly paid off with a bumper breeding season. The Department of Planning, Industry and Environment Save Our Species staff worked with the Regent Honey Eater National Recovery Team to determine how they could save and reduce threats in almost 80% of burnt land in the Greater Blue Mountains World Heritage Area. In a bid to do so, they've conducted some urgent noisy miner culling in one particularly burnt valley in the Upper Hunter, as while they're native, miners are aggressive and territorial towards the honey eaters. In doing so, they reduce the minor population by 80%, and there have been plenty of new chicks born in the area as a result. Local shows that were successful in their applications for funding from the Australian Government will see funding roll out before Christmas. 2 months ago, the Supporting Agricultural Shows and Field Days program was launched, and 378 shows and field days have been approved for funding, sharing in almost $34 million. For some shows, this comes on top of support already received through the $20 million Agricultural Show Development Grants program to upgrade, maintain or build new infrastructure. Agricultural shows and field days are an integral part of local communities and contribute more than $1 billion to the nation's economy. And today is International Day of People with a Disability. Singleton Council got right behind it and held an event at the Civic Centre and the Gym and Swim today, including a panel discussion and a practical showcase of what's available at the gym for locals with a disability. Mayor Sue Moore says it's a great opportunity to recognise the achievements of locals and their contribution in the community.
Helping people to increase awareness and understanding acceptance of people with a disability, but to also to celebrate their achievements and contributions that such people make to our community.
The Hunter will be waiting until 2022 before supercars return close to home. The racing schedule has been released for 2021 and features 12 events, but there's no Newcastle 500 and no race on the streets of Newcastle whatsoever. The season will start in February at Bathurst Mount Panorama, and for the first time in supercars history, the championship finale will be held on the streets of Surfers Paradise in Queensland. Newcastle lost the race this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but it looks like it will at least be the opening race in 2022. And that's your latest in local news and sport.